House Democrats and the White House have reached a deal to bring the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement one step closer to reality, pending final approval from all three countries. As KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young reports, the new international trade deal is expected to benefit Arizona industries from tourism to agriculture to manufacturing.
Arizona consumers could see better quality and prices on imports like tomatoes and avocados as a result of USMCA. But Glenn Hammer, CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says it will also impact prices on goods like cars or semiconductors, where manufacturers might have plants on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border.
What the USMCA is going to do is cement those supply chains and allow our modern manufacturing sector to grow even faster than it would have otherwise.
The new deal is an update of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was 25 years old. Hammer says NAFTA didn't account for advances in e-commerce or technology, like the growth in high-tech car manufacturing in Arizona. An estimated 230,000 Arizona jobs rely on trade with Mexico and Canada. For more on what impact the new treaty will have on cross-border trade, Murphy Woodhouse reports from Hermosillo.
On Tuesday, applause broke out in Mexico City as the chief negotiators of the USMCA, Canada's Christopher Freeland, Mexico's Jesus Seade, and Robert Lighthizer of the U.S. signed the updated agreement. Revisions included stricter monitoring of labor provisions, stronger environmental regulations, and changes to pharmaceutical patent rules. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives described the changes as a good deal for workers, patients, and the environment.
Estamos llegando a este acuerdo que consideramos fundamental.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the agreement is good news for the three countries' people. It still needs to be ratified by all three governments.
Sin duda significa mayor inversión.
He says the deal will mean more investment for all three signatory countries. The step forward was also welcome news for Jaime Chamberlain, chairman of the Port Authority in the Arizona border city of Nogales. Billions of dollars of agricultural and manufactured goods cross back and forth there every year.
As you can tell by a lot of different comments from any businessmen in any of the three countries, we're extremely pleased with the agreement.
Chamberlain, who is also in the Mexican produce import industry, says the new agreement brings much-needed certainty to that multi-billion dollar cross-border business. It's the largest source of private employment in Nogales.
We're planning 2, 3, 4, 5 years in advance with what we're going to be doing on our farms. And when you don't have an agreement in place between your countries, it is very, very difficult to think about making those investments.
Now with the new deal likely, he says Mexican produce growers and importers are feeling much more comfortable making those long-term commitments. Last year, Arizona exported nearly $8 billion worth of goods to Mexico, the state's largest trading partner. Mexico exported roughly $9 billion to Arizona, according to federal data. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
The updated free trade agreement contains several new provisions that will impact Arizona. And here to talk about some of those is Sapna Gupta, a regional economic development analyst with the Maricopa Association of Governments. Sapna, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So how different will this USMCA deal be for Arizona than what NAFTA was?
Well, actually, this is not hugely different from NAFTA. It's actually NAFTA plus. It's very much updated. When NAFTA was put in place in the early 90s, it didn't have any provisions for digital trade and digital goods, the digital economy. Since then, that's become much more important. What this new agreement does is that it increases, for example, the production of car parts. It increases the percentage that has to come from North America. So before it was 62.5%. Now it's 75%. Now that may seem like not a very large percentage, but actually it is given how large the auto industry is. So countries like Canada that are huge producers of car parts now, and including the U.S., will have a higher percentage of their goods that are going to be imported into Mexico, for example, where a lot of car assemblies take place, or vice versa. Mexico might be selling more car parts to the U.S. and to Canada in terms of getting the cars together. Before, some of those goods could have been outsourced from Asia. Now, a larger percentage of them will be outsourced in North America.
Mexico is obviously Arizona's biggest trading partner. Do you anticipate that that will expand even further with this USMCA, or does it, as you say, sort of just sort of move beyond a little bit what was even a concept when NAFTA was first initiated?
Well, in some cases it will. So this is a better iteration of NAFTA. And what this agreement does is that it creates more certainty for importers and exporters, whether they're in the U.S. or Canada. The new reworked USMCA now has established a trade regime in place so that exporters, importers, manufacturers, employers have more certainty and a reduction in risk before they face the prospect of perhaps tariffs being imposed on aluminum and steel, which were actually imposed. But NAFTA actually, this USMCA reworked version will get rid of those tariffs. This will allow them to have to create more investments, to invest in their employees or plants or assembly plants. And so this overall for the U.S. is going to be an enhancement. And in terms of Arizona, yes, this will probably promote more manufacturing around the border, which is, you know, a strategic advantage for Arizona to have a border with Mexico.
I want to ask you more about labor provisions, as I asked Congressman Stanton about as well. Nancy Pelosi thanked the head of the AFL-CIO in announcing this agreement. How could this affect labor unions? How do these new provisions play into this?
So currently, the USMCA, before it was reworked, required at least 30% of the work done on cars to be performed by workers earning at least $16 an hour. The reason this helps both American workers and Canadian workers is that workers in Mexico earned much less, sometimes $8 an hour, sometimes a lot less than that. What this does is that this gradually moves up this percentage from 30% to 40%. So by 2023, 40% of cars, parts, or car assembly that's done in Mexico will have to be performed by workers earning at least $16 an hour. This, to a large degree, evens the playing field because workers in the U.S. and Canada earn more. And so this means that perhaps more production will be done by workers both in the U.S. and Canada, which is actually very important.
Does Arizona have to do anything to try to capitalize on some of the new provisions, or do you anticipate that they would just sort of happen organically?
Well, one of the things is that the state of Arizona has been very good on capitalizing on its border with Mexico, on its shared border with Mexico, and the fact that the shared border allows both Arizonan companies and Mexican companies across the border, for example, the Ford plant in Hermosillo, to be able to manufacture together. So to have car parts, for example, or appliance parts going back and forth across the border free of tariffs. The USMCA confirms that this remains in place. And yes, so this helps the Arizona economy as well as the Sonoran economy because it allows Arizona to market itself as a gateway to the Mexican market. It was doing this before, but having the USMCA in place will allow it to continue to do so. And to some degree and to a large extent, it would also market itself to Canada, given that Arizona provides a landing ground for Canadian companies who are looking to do business with Mexico.
All right. That is Sapna Gupta, Regional Economic Development Analyst with the Maricopa Association of Governments. Sapna, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.